Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to 2024.
Oh, no.
Yo, they didn't even change it in the doc.
Scary.
By they, I mean me. Did not change it in the doc. It says Wednesday, January 3rd, 2023. / cut that, 2024, baby. We're still in 2023. It's December
Full
14th,
disclosure.
Just so you know, because if some of these predictions come true, you know, we're going to want to timestamp this shit because we got some heaters coming. My fashion prediction is
wild.
My name is Jack O'Brien. I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray.
Yeah, hello. Really excited to look at this upcoming year with everybody, or dreading it. I'm not quite sure where the inner therapist in me is saying, like, you know what? Just try and find the optimism. Yeah. Like, the bad will always be there. So look for the good. And then
I'm optimistic on an interpersonal level. Yeah, on a broad level, the pessimistic.
This person who does a daily podcast reading the news all the time goes, what the fuck? So we'll see which one wins out.
My prediction is acid reflux.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the brilliant and talented super producer, Becca Ramos!
Hello, I'm back, baby!
Yeah! Becca, what's your overall... How would you wrap up 2023? How would you sum up? You had a good 2023? I mean, look, for you personally, we all know what the fuck is out there.
Even on a personal level, I feel like it was a long year.
It was
a year of being in support of my partner, and I feel like I'm really hoping for him to have a better year because he had a really rough year. So it was a year about being learning how to be a really good partner and how to be a dog mom. So challenging year of lots of lessons.
But you're excelling.
Lots of love.
But you're a nurturer. I mean, I don't know you that well. I mean, we've only hung out in person a handful of times, but spent numerous hours on the internet.
Numerous
on
hours.
Zoom calls. And I feel like you probably enter those roles pretty naturally. So, I mean, I see how you love your little dog.
It was just like the first time that I was like, oh my God, I'm a real adult dealing with like real adult shit.
Wow.
Like I have a dog child.
Yeah.
A dog child that has, you know, vaccines and appointments and ear infections.
Right.
And you're raising them to not be evil.
Right.
You know,
and also like your partner has like life events that are like bigger than merely like, man, the fucking Yankees lost.
Exactly. Merely than like, my friend was being dumb today.
Yeah. Right. No, I hear that.
All right. Well, let's get into some of the
Jack, are you wearing a velvet jacket?
Yeah, man, okay, this is my holiday jacket.
I was like, I'm in a Zeta jacket. I'm in an old
wow. Okay, throw it up.
Yeah, Jack looks nice. I look like I'm still in college.
We're recording this on the day of the LA podcast studio holiday party.
Yeah.
At the studio. So I have my little it's boiled wool, as the guy at the store told us when we were like, ooh, is that velvet? And he grumpily told my wife, it's boiled wool.
What the fuck's boiled wool? Is it is it like velvet? Or no, am I just...
No, it's just like kind of soft and woolly.
It's doing a lot, my man. Happy holidays.
It's a beautiful winter color.
It's a red, wintry, boiled wool. The guy looked like a creature from the bottom of the ocean.
Just like an anglerfish?
Yeah, exactly.
He had a light bulb coming off his head, giving off
anglerfish vibes. And just waiting for us to ask if this jacket was velvet.
Right. His like little light bulb was just hanging over the jacket.
Dangling over our head.
Is this a velvet? It's boiled wool.
You're going to like the way you look.
I guarantee it.
All right. So, predictions. We like to, we don't go back often enough. And because the internet is broken now, just like websites no longer work because of AI and because of budget cuts across the board.
Yeah.
It was hard to find like what people's actual predictions were for 2023.
Right.
But we did find some from one Nostra Dumbass.
Ooh.
Nostra Dumbass came with, I didn't realize he was just like, all right, so next year, 2023, like just going through. But apparently he had some very specific predictions for 2023.
Mm-hmm.
He thought that there would be a great war, which pretty vague and sadly can literally apply to any year. But also mentioned a celestial fire on the royal edifice, which people interpreted as either a fire or a meteor impacting Buckingham Palace, didn't happen. He really shot his shot on that one.
Yeah.
He's like, and a meteor is going to hit this one building.
He's like, I'll be dead.
Or
bro.
My name's not Nostradamus. They were like, well, okay.
Sure.
Full of shit.
Sure.
Also had something about the light of Mars will go out. Mars seems fine. So, way off. Nice
and also,
dry
like,
asshole.
Yeah. Clear misunderstanding of what any of that means. Like the light will go out on it.
Right.
Like it's like not reflecting light back.
It'll burn out and we'll have to replace the light bulb with astronauts. Like that's what he was predicting at a time when that was probably their understanding.
It will need more lamp
this
oil.
This wasn't the year the Mars rover died though, is it? So
some people thought that that would mean that an attempted Mars mission would be disastrous, but this was not the year of any disastrous Mars missions apart from SpaceX's scheduled calamities.
Right.
Yeah. Which that they're doing on purpose. I wanted that to happen.
Oh my God. I feel like I remember who was it? Our favorite from Texas who got the Mustang and had the goat person.
Ever Mander.
Ever. Okay, I remember one of the first times Ever came on, they were like, yo, you fuck with Baba Vanga. And we're like,
oh yeah,
fuck? And they're like, Baba Vanga, the Bulgarian mystic and shit like that. I think Baba Vanga may have accurately predicted one thing this year.
Oh really?
Yeah. I'm trying to think. Oh,
so we've got some Baba Vanga content here from JM. So
okay. Because
some of the published psychic predictions from Baba Vanga, who is the late psychic who supposedly predicted 9/11. Said that 2024 would see a nuclear plant explosion and also a visit from aliens.
Ooh,
and the whole world would be covered in darkness. It's also possible that she had just heard about the plot of Highlander 2, as we'll get to.
Okay, that's fine.
That I think that was for 2023. Nuclear plant explosion. One of the calamities that has yet to happen is a nuclear plant explosion.
Okay.
Visit from aliens has been ongoing for a while, so that's not, I'm not impressed.
Yeah.
That don't impress me much.
Oh, okay, Shania.
Vanga. the whole world has not been covered in darkness.
The thing she was right about is she predicted a solar storm or something this year. And that happened like earlier in December.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'll give her that. I mean, I don't know how this is also something producer Brian is also talking about. He's like, that's why he's got a lot of redundant power systems for all his computers and shit like that. But, yeah, you know, Baba Vanga, I think one out of eight things hit, maybe.
Right. A living psychic claimed that a space portal will open up under Area 51 and Elon Musk somehow knows all about it.
Oh,
and
God.
Also predicted the return of the Antichrist in 2023. But I feel like that one's so vague. We're not, like, there's so many people.
Who,
like, Obama was the Antichrist. Elon Musk, I've heard.
Someone's the Antichrist every year.
I know.
You know?
Who's this year? Should we give this year's Antichrist to somebody?
And 2023's Antichrist
is Elon. I mean,
honestly, the Antichrist would probably be Taylor Swift, right? Like, if we're going off of, like, pure, just like someone who leads everybody in a direction.
Interesting.
Right? Like, the power, the magnetism is like.
I would say it's so... Taylor or Elon because of Elon's acquiring of Twitter X.
Yeah, and the blue tick army he's got too.
Yeah.
He's got an army too. But I think, you know, to your point, Jack, there was that priest who was like, you know, Taylor's doing like demonic rituals. And like, I'm not trying to say like she know what her she's intentionally doing that. But the demons care not about intent.
Yeah.
They only care that they are being summoned.
That's right. So, yeah, maybe Taylor Swift may probably not our person of the year. We've said we thought our person of the year for last year should have been Labor or with AI as the runner up because of just how much fucking hype that got, and that does seem like it would have been the thing that people globally will look back on and be like, this is the year that everybody just couldn't shut the fuck up about AI, and then they started using it and it was bad for the world. But our Antichrist of the year, I mean, and this is not, I hope Taylor fans, because like we've brought up Taylor when we said that Taylor maybe shouldn't have been the person of the year, people were like, actually, like, here's some really good shit that she did, and, like, she, like, pays for all the stuff, and, like, tips well, and is just, like, an amazing...
Then I should be motherfucking Time People of the Year.
It's, like, the least you can do as a billionaire. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah.
I think
you pay your employees, look, and you tip at a restaurant.
I get when you're a fan, you can't stand to hear something like they didn't deserve X or Y.
Yeah.
I just don't think, even for Taylor Swift, being People of the Year, Person of the Year, That's not something she, like, she don't need that. She's hitting the heights already, like, with her music. So I'm like,
I'm a little unnerved by how much it seemed like she actually wanted it to be like, yeah, I am on the level of FDR and Stalin. Like, yo.
I mean, she's out here collecting horcruxes, man.
Yeah, yeah. That interview was wild. Anyways, yeah. Also, Dmitry Medvedev, like, made a list of predictions for some reason, which included a second American Civil War in 2023, Elon Musk presidency in 2023, and the rise of the Fourth Reich following the collapse of the EU. So, my man went on the record and off.
Yeah, swung for the fences on that one. Yeah.
And then just box office predictions are always interesting because people... Like, so Scream Rant did a big list of, like, these are going to be the top 10 movies. Mario, they put it number one. It was number two, so, like, pretty close. But they didn't even have, like, Barbie in the top 10 or Oppenheimer.
They don't believe in women.
Yeah, exactly.
But what about Christopher Nolan? He doesn't either.
Yeah. Fair.
He believes in them as long as they're, like, kind of... don't follow any logical path other than to sow chaos in the life of a great man.
Yeah, they're chaotic plot devices, not human beings.
Absolutely.
That's right. Fast X, Indiana Jones, The Marvels, and Mission Impossible, they were like, these are your top films of the year. And not so much. They didn't do that well. So I think it was Barbie, then Super Mario Brothers, then Oppenheimer were the top three.
Okay.
All original films. I mean, Super Mario Brothers, the most original of all.
Absolutely. I thought it was so fantastic, the world they built in that one. And just like the characters and everything. A lot of time went into that for just one film.
Yeah. So I don't know. I'm hoping that process like continues and that original films like continue to overperform at the box office instead of sequels. But man, we have a lot of fucking sequels coming, as we'll get to.
Oh,
And then some people from the year 1923 made some predictions about what life was going to be like in 2023.
Okay.
And so the big one that I think, I mean, this is interesting, and maybe it'll happen next year, but they were predicting the eradication of beauty contests because everyone will be so beautiful.
I love that. I love that.
That's so awesome.
That they, so much of their time and like attention back then was spent on like, well, so our first question, what are the beauty contests going to be like?
Hot take, there will be none because everyone will be so beautiful.
It's people will no longer spend their Friday evenings going down to the dock and waving at boats that are leaving port because their arms will be flippers. Like they got like a thing that was like no longer happening, but they just like missed why. But, you know,
wait, they really said that?
No, I was just saying that.
It feels like something like that contest. Would happen.
Yeah, yeah.
Because of race mixing, you're like, oh, shit. Because
of race mixing.
They won't even have hands.
That's
easy,
right.
That
seemed to be what they did back then, though. You could either go to the beauty contest and just judge a woman's beauty. You could go down to the dock and wave at a boat that was either coming in or leaving. Or you could hit one of those metal hoops with a stick.
Right.
Those were your options.
And penny farthings. Yeah, penny farthing races. So, or it's like, we won't do ticker tape parades anymore because ticker tape will shoot out of your own home with your own ticker tape shooter. You can have a parade with your own home.
Ticker tape maker from Magnavox. All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll do our predictions and look at what movies thought was going to happen in 2023. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. Can we just get into our predicciones?
Sure. Wow.
Yeah.
I didn't know this was a radio bilingüe. Okay.
That can't be real. Is it predicciones? Is that?
I think it is.
Hey, yeah. Look at me.
I mean, some look things at are me. False guys. It is. Sorry, just a double check.
Sweet. Miles, you want to kick us off?
First one for 2024. Okay, so a lot. I'm just thinking. God, can you blame me? Thinking so much about the presidential election.
Right.
Blocked that out. I really was like, there's no way there's a presidential election.
I mean, like, aside from my own misgivings about what is happening, I'm trying to look at the whole picture right now, and I'm thinking, right? Because just, you know, it's funny, and we may or may not talk, you may or may not have heard this on the Daily Zeitgeist, but like recently the Biden administration was like, oh, like switch the the debate on the economy and like start delivering like real stuff at the kitchen table for Americans. Maybe that's what'll help. So they're figuring this out pretty fucking late in the game. And that's
pretty
upsetting. But I have a feeling to counteract that, Biden and the Democrats are going to have to go even further all in on the Trump fear mongering, which I'm not saying isn't deserved, because this guy is saying out loud. He's like, I will be a fascist day one. I mean, a dictator, And then
I won't be a fascist except for day one.
Day one.
Through the rest of my natural life.
But it's only day one, starting day one. And then what? Does it end? I'm just saying it's starting day one is when that will happen. So that is absolutely frightening. But I feel also that that emphasis is going to also miss the fact that they are probably going to do too little to make material improvements to voters' lives in the limited time that is there. And then at the last minute, he will promote some kind of gigantic FDR-esque vision, but it may be too late. I don't think he's going to come out with it now. I do think, though, that they are going to, the things that they're truly going to rely on are fear-mongering, dangling the carrot of codifying Roe versus Wade and making things more affordable for American people in some level, where that's through healthcare. I don't know what, but I feel like those are going to be, that's what they're really going to press on. And it'll be TBD if those things come to fruition. And that's what worries me, because we can't just keep doing the dangling in front of the voters and then expect them to show up, because at this point it's getting old. So that's my first sort of political prediction.
I think just tying into that, I feel like the divide between the left and like left leaning people's politics and the mainstream Democratic Party is going to continue to be more and more fraught, and
absolutely,
like that, like that, just the bad faith arguments I see, like the version of the left that you hear from mainstream, like people who just follow like mainstream politics, like it is so just, it's like, well, you're all anti-Semitic and petulant and like you just have stupid, you believe stupid things. So it's just, it feels like that divide that like we used to have between left and right, where the right was like, well, you all just want to like kill babies. And like, that's also happening on the left now.
Yeah.
Right.
Like between the Democratic Party and people who have actual
believe in human rights,
progressive politics, and believe in human rights.
The irony will be that while they want to call progressives or leftists, whatever, people left of the Democratic Party, petulant or whatever, like people are asking for like really basic things,
very basic,
for human, like
they're asking for healthcare. They're asking to not be broke.
Exactly.
They're asking to have housing. Like they're asking for human rights and needs and necessities. And I agree with both of you. I think my add-on to that is more that obviously Biden's not going to win, in my opinion, as much. And I think he has dangled the carrot too much in this presidency that he's lost all goodwill of the left, like the leftist people past the Democrats that are like, well, we just got to not get Trump. And I think kind of an honest campaign, people are not going to vote this year. I think we're going to have a lot of people not vote this year.
I think
producer
probably...
Anna Jose said her prediction was she will not be voting, and she, you can find her in these streets
campaigning for people not
unregistering
to vote.
People to
deregistering
vote. Deregistering. You can find her with a clipboard being like, have you deregistered to vote?
But I think there's something like, even though that's a joke, right, that there is a real feeling of existential defeat
and dread
for people who are like, this government is like not response, like we're so far behind the rest of the world, not just in like when you look at the UN resolution for a ceasefire and like the US is like, not us,
Yeah.
And we're like, you realize how much of an outlier the U.S. is. Like, we fall behind in a lot of other metrics as compared to quality of life in other developed nations. And so I think the irony will be that while there's going to be these, look, what's going to happen is they're going to put all the failures of the Democratic Party at the feet of progressives and people on the left. That's all, and as they always do.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like there's been a very common conversation amongst like my friends of color that are like, well, like, who can get dual citizenship in the countries that their parents immigrated from to come here? Because, like, it doesn't seem like we can sustain a life here in the United States. Like, that is the energy that is being brought into the 2024 election even. So I just have a bad feeling about, I think a lot of the goodwill that Biden had kind of won by winning the presidency in 2020, like, this hope he had sustained that, like, we defeated Trump, we did it. Like, everyone was like, okay, and
now what?
Now what? Biden, we're holding your feet to the fire. Do the things you said. And as he failed throughout these past 4 years, you know, or 3 years right now, you know, I think people have lost all hope. They're like, we don't even care if Trump gets reelected because it's not getting better. And
yeah, that's how and I feel. I think that's what's like really, that's what makes it a very intellectually fraught kind of decision to make, right? Like, this guy is telling you, he's like, I will brutalize like immigrants. Like, I'm telling y'all, day one, it's fucking on. Yeah. And then it's like, well, can it be that much worse? And like, it fucking can be. But then this fucking guy is like lying to us. And we're like, we're having to watch just like untold horrors unfold before our eyes and feel like we're completely inert as a nation to intervene or do anything about it. And so there's such a, I don't know, a lot of philosophical tug of war are going to be happening in a lot of people's heads. I think a lot of people
no good answers.
Yeah, no for real. Answers. Because I mean, honestly, I think people who may want to sit this vote out, you probably may have the luxury of that if you live in a state that's so solidly blue, like you could vote for fucking, you know, whoever the Monopoly Man as a write-in candidate or whatever. Yeah. But in other states, it's different, and I think that's what is so what makes everything so contentious right now. Because on one hand, it's like when people hear that they don't like Biden, the only way that's perceived is you want Trump. It's like, I don't fucking want Trump either. What I am trying to do is see if there's any way that I can extract any kind of concessions out of a political candidate that is more in line with a worldview that seems humane. And that's where it becomes, that's where it feels really fucking gross, because on some level, if you've lived in this country long enough, you're like, I don't know if they can. Because it's just going to be like this. I think this election is just going to be status quo versus, you know, diet dictatorship, Diet Coke dictatorship.
I mean, Diet Coke dictatorship, because the leader drinks Diet Coke, but it might just be full on dictatorship.
Yeah. I mean, I'm trying to like make it a little bit euphemistic. Again, these are, the prediction.
There's no world where it's not Biden versus Trump, right? Like that's happening. Like there's still these like panicked op-eds that are still dropping as of this recording, where it's like Biden needs to hand over the keys right now. Like get out of there. Like, you know, it's
I
mean, I really haven't even seen, which I guess is why I kind of forgot it was going to be an election year. I haven't seen any campaigning on the left for another candidate. You know, I haven't heard any other options besides Biden going for re-election.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, there's going to be Jill Stein. I think she's coming back.
Right. That's not good.
Cornel West. And
Cornel West is like our only hope at this point.
And I don't even know if that's going to, you know, it's grim out there.
There's
no
leadership on the left, which I think is going to make it so that this contest between the like mainstream and the left is going to be won by the mainstream, and like the left is going to be made to look like shit in the mainstream media and just about everywhere, which is going to be very frustrating and going to make it almost impossible to talk to a lot of people.
Yikes.
So that's the good news. The bad news is, this isn't really a prediction, but just the AI, the way AI is being, I don't know, thought about, I could see it being a big like market disruption, because there's still like a massive market value for these companies using AI, where they're like, this is the wave of the future. And then the reality of the product is like, when you use AI, it's so bad that like people get fired. Like the CEO of Sports Illustrated got fired at the beginning of December for you like creating AI sports writers and just like not telling anyone. So I don't know. I keep having these moments where I'm like doing things that I used to be able to do, like trying to do research on the internet. You just like can't do it anymore. It's completely fucking broken. Like, it's really like, it's just disrepair. And that there was this idea once that I had that you could just assume that things would continue to get better. And that was both, you know, politically, like people would continue to have like more and more rights. And also just, you know, we built like, you know, the internet is a thing now, and then the internet will continue to get better. And it's just so far from the reality now, like that I don't think people even like recognize that change has happened, but things getting worse, like that from a consumer, just like from a day-to-day life perspective, feels like it's happening more and more. And that's like in both cases, both like with regards to the left and with regards to just like things getting worse on a day-to-day, like how we live our lives basis, it really feels like there's an opportunity for someone like some leadership to step up and put these things to words. But I don't know. It's just, it hasn't happened to this point because it's the United States and there's not a lot of like media attention. There's not a lot of oxygen for that sort of thing.
Right.
But I do think like in the next couple of years, there could be like, it does feel like people are out enough on the mainstream, the old version of the mainstream media, that like there could be some sort of movement that happens that is just kind of fed up with the bullshit.
I mean, one thing I do sense is that less and less people are feeling the ability to live comfortably.
Yeah.
And all you see are things like, you know, legislators talking about cutting pensions and like changing like retirement and things like that. And it does get to a point where like something is going to break on some level. Like it's really hard to imagine. I'm surprised it really hasn't yet. Because of the cost of living being so high and just the complete warping of the quote unquote American dream of like what is attainable and what is not anymore, that weighs heavily on a lot of people. And there's something like that energy is going to manifest into something. I'm not quite sure what that is, but it's boiling right now. It's not even like bubbling. I think it's like roiling under the surface.
It's manifesting into fascism for a certain part of the population and has been since 2016.
Absolutely.
But there's got to be room for somebody who's actually telling the truth about what it is.
Right. Exactly. And I think like the closest thing, I mean, like when Sean Fain of the United Auto Workers was imploring, like saying like, hey, you know, that we talked about this on with Vincent Bevins talking about like, you know, when you're talking about successful mass movements, a lot of the stuff you got to do is you got to work in the off season. And one of the things Sean Fain was saying was that other unions should time their contracts to expire in 2028 so that there could be a real general strike that like would hit many different industries simultaneously.
Yeah.
Right at the end of Trump's second presidency.
Yeah, I know.
So that we're
but with the way they are, it's like that's the closest
I'm not
date,
even joking.
Right?
that's where we're headed.
That's what we're looking at. Yeah,
exactly. And that's how we're gonna fucking change something. But there's so many things out there. The one thing I also am thinking will happen is I feel like there has to be some kind of reckoning with what is happening in Gaza in this next year. I'm not sure if that manifests in some geopolitical way, whether that's like the lack of support for Biden or whatever, or other candidates or other governments, or in the form of like extremist terrorism. But I just cannot see what is happening right now and think this all goes away when Hamas is destroyed.
Yeah, exactly.
I just don't, things don't work like that. Human emotion does not work like that. And I think it's really misguided for people to think that we could be somewhat safer as a result of like this like indiscriminate bombing campaign of the Israeli government. Yeah. So I just don't know how that, I mean, I don't know if it's a reckoning for Netanyahu. I don't know what that's going to be, but I feel
I think
like
it's going to be a reckoning for Biden. Like, I think it's going to be that Biden doesn't get elected and
I don't know if that's it. And I, but then you have to, I wonder how many people, right, are, you know, like they said, people were progressive until Palestine. And
yeah.
Then I wonder how many people who are going to get sucked into the like, OK, just put that out of your mind. And like maybe Joe Biden will give everyone a free bicycle in 2024. Like right. if that's going to be enough. But
free
yeah,
bicycle,
like I just
though. Is that on his. That
no, could you
cool.
free e-bikes? I'm like, oh, well, oh, hold on. No.
Wait
kind?
A second.
What
now.
Kind now? What kind? Now?
Yeah.
Like suddenly they've spoken to the consumer and all of us. But yeah, I just there's just way too much. Emotion. There's no way I can read the news and not feel sick to my stomach.
Yeah.
And that's what is so disturbing to me is like, I don't that like that the powers that be believe that people who are engaging with the news can just kind of set it aside. I know many people can, but I've seen a lot of people who suddenly like weren't very political be like, oh my God, like it's so bad there. And I'm like, wow,
yeah.
welcome to Earth. But yeah. It really is.
Earth Vox. All right. And then my last prediction is propeller hats. propeller hats everywhere. I'm putting my money where my mouth is.
Like little whirly spinny hats?
Yeah, the little spinny hats. Mm-hmm. I am completely leveraged up to my neck in propeller hats. But yeah, I said what I said. Those are
all right, Becca, what any predictions? Fashion, otherwise, culture?
Ooh, fashion or culture? Let me think. I mean, I do feel like the
propeller
fashion industry
hats
is about they're no, coming
Jack.
In. Propeller hats. Everyone's gonna spin.
Yo, stop
their
spamming the
off.
Chat, Jack. Becca, say propeller hats.
I do feel like there is gonna be this like implosion in the fashion industry. As someone who's just like chronically on TikTok, and I need my brain is frying. I do feel like the cycles are moving so fast. And as much as there's so much talk about fast fashion being bad, it is still like, I feel like at an all-time high because people are so trying to meet these trend expectations and things are spinning out of control.
Like
the propeller hats. Mm-hmm. I hope that they kind of have a reckoning in and of itself because it's a conversation, I think, with capitalism, with everything falling apart in the country, things are just not what they were. Like, even if you're trying to thrift and things, it's like stuff is falling apart because the fabrics, you know, the shrinkage or whatever of mm-hmm. like we're costing inflation, making things cost more, but they're also using cheaper quality fabric. So it's like you're paying more for a product you would have bought
for less.
The same thing 10 years ago.
Right.
And it's not even the same quality as 10 years
yeah.
ago.
Quality so, in fashion is definitely like, I've seen that observation. Like, I don't pay enough attention
yeah.
to it for it to like, but a lot of people are like, yeah, like look at a sweater now versus what a sweater, like a comparable sweater from a similar company would
yeah.
get back
oh,
then.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I've even like, I have a sweater from American Eagle that I bought in college. And
yeah.
it is still very nice. It's a sweater I get complimented on all the time whenever I wear it. And if I were to buy a similar sweater at American Eagle today, it will fall apart in a week. Or not a week, like a year. Like, I
right,
would
yeah,
probably
right.
wear that sweater the same amount of times I've worn this sweater, and I've seen the wear. Like, I don't even shop at American Eagle anymore, not only because it's, like, not my style, but
right.
I used to buy underwear there. They have a pretty good underwear deal. I think most women in this country know what I'm talking about when it comes to
about
American,
American
underwear.
Eagle underwear deal? Yeah.
Yeah, it's, like, 10 for 35. It's been the same forever,
ooh,
but,
10
like,
for 35.
I buy the same underwear from them, and it's just, like,
disintegrates.
It
yeah.
disintegrates.
It's made
so,
of cobwebs.
Yeah. Like,
the gesture you made with your hands, Becca, was wild.
Like, it just,
yeah.
you put
yeah.
it on and you're like, where did it go? You know? And it's not
yeah.
my dog, I promise. It, like, it's.
Yeah. I do feel like there's going to be, it might not be this year, but there's going to be, and I think it's happening in our individual minds. Everybody individually is like, this shit is not working. Like this
yeah.
operating system that we've been operating off of for the past, you know, however many decades is no longer working. The companies are like, oh, I can sell worse shit for more money. And if we all do that and call it inflation, we're good.
Yeah.
And like that,
then the Fed
like
has to deal with it.
Yeah. And like the fucking government can't say shit to us. Like that. So things are just completely out of the control of any human. Capitalism is just completely, you know, grinding down everything they possibly can. Like, it doesn't work anymore. People are recognizing that individually, but because the whole system is like kind of part of this self-perpetuating hive mind of capitalism, nobody is like stepping up as a leader because the media is, you know, is like capitalism's central nervous system. And they don't want that to happen. So
you know,
they just like kind of
keep like that.
It.
Right. That's why I think like de-influencing has been like kind of an interesting movement in that direction where it's like the gospel of like stop the copying of the new shit.
Yeah. But you know what's crazy though with the de-influencing? I feel like TikTok as an app itself like rejected de-influencing so hard. They created the TikTok shop. And now every time I'm on TikTok, it's like every post I'm watching is an ad. It's like, have you tried the Unbrush? And I'm like, you can't tell me that's not a brush I can buy from the fucking beauty supply store.
Right,
like,
right.
That is not a revolutionary curly device, and you're not going to make me spend $3. And then I keep hearing.
Well, how about
on the
this,
TikTok
Becca?
Shop that
you heard of pink sauce?
Info.
You heard of pink sauce? Well, how about blue sauce? Because that's my
literally
new shit.
And they're like, and it's $2.99 on the TikTok shop. Click right now. And I'm like, no, I'm not buying any of this bullshit.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I feel like TikTok's going to implode. I do feel like the fun note, fun makeup is going to come back. I think
fun makeup's
going to
come back.
Coming back.
My fashion prediction, all of my clothes from high school are going to be so relevant and people are going to think I'm a motherfucking fashion god when I pull up in my varsity velour fucking tracksuit, my baggy ass Rock-A-Wear denim jacket with jeans. It's all like,
my rainbow propeller hat.
And
that was Miles who said that. I know it sounded like me, but that was actually Miles.
No, you're right. No, and the rainbow propeller hat. Giving new meaning to the term fly.
let's take one more quick break. We'll come back and look at movies.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan, and if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island, and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
And we're back. And finally, just wanted to look at, I think we do this pretty regularly in this episode, what movies predicted for 2023 and what they think we have in store for 2024.
Okay.
So 2023 was predicted by Click, the Adam Sandler movie? Which I feel like came up recently. Didn't we talk about that?
It did.
Recently?
We talked about it on a different episode, because Brian was like, Brian was like, Adam Sandler movies like weirdly get really sentimental in the middle for no reason, even though it's like a comedy.
Yeah.
And ironically, after we had that conversation, my partner was watching Click in our apartment, and we have
Click
a little...
Click is having a moment.
It's having a moment again.
It's 2023,
we have like
a
dog camera app or whatever, but I have the dog with me here in Texas, and I just get a notification that's like, your dog is barking. And I was like, there's no way. The dog is with me. And he was like, I was watching Click.
Wow.
The dog's barking in the movie.
Wow.
Amazing. So Click, he ends up fast forwarding to the year 2023. He wakes up after having had his stomach stapled in the hospital, and the hospital is in the year 2023. And it is like a cheap futuristic version of like movie future. Like the everything's the same except like doors like slide like they're on the Death Star. It's like when you walk in and out. Kate Beckinsale is still looks great in 2023, so they got that prediction correct. But like not a ton of sci-fi flourishes. I think somebody is moving around on one of those people movers, which those are now, you know, much more common with the hoverboards and the birds and all that shit. But yeah, glass, liposuction.
What about glass?
There's just glass everywhere. Like, it's just like a very slick
aesthetic. Yeah.
Yeah. The aesthetic is like clean. Very glass and clean and slidey.
It's sloppy and dirty right now.
Yeah. There is like one part where they go to his office. He's like architect of the year or some shit. And they go to his office and like, it's this big crowded, like work lobby. And it's like, well, that shit doesn't happen anymore. Like, we don't spend time in big groups anymore. But for the most part, like, there's no big flourish where it's like, and everyone is holograms. So Click kind of nailed 2023. Avengers Endgame, granted, it was like predicting only 7 years ago, but they fast forwarded to the year 2023 in that one. They skipped forward 5 years. And that version of the future is pretty much just like kind of shut down and shitty, but basically looks, you know, like not a lot of people are out in the streets, I remember. Mm-hmm. It's just kind of a depressed version of 2018, which is kind of what we got.
Nailed it.
Yeah, fucking nailed it, Avengers Endgame. So there's this weird like Wikipedia list of movies set in 2023 that came that like includes a bunch of movies that like came out in 2022. Like there's like the children's movie The Bad Guys, which came out in 2022 and apparently is set in 2023. But like, does that mean no other children's films were set in that year? Like, it even includes movies that came out in 2023. So it's just like, that is something that people talk about, that like the great filmmakers have all been scared to make a movie set after the advent of smartphones, because smartphones kind of just like fuck up our ability to exist. As you know,
you can have really cool plot holes if cell phones don't exist.
Yeah, exactly. So anyways, shout out to the movie year 2023. And then 2024, we've got of course, 1960s Beyond the Time Barrier, which is about an Air Force pilot who travels into the future, discovers that nuclear testing has destroyed much of the Earth, driven humanity indoors, created a race of mutants due to cosmic plague.
Oh. This race of mutants is called podcasters.
That's right. They only go indoors.
And they talk in their little foam things and just rant all day.
Yeah. The drawings that they use as like backdrops are just like everyone lives in little spheres. And
if only. And do they own? Well, do they at least own their own sphere?
No.
Or are they renting from a corporate landlord?
Right.
Yeah.
There's a 1975 cult movie, A Boy and His Dog, which finds Don Johnson committing a series of sexual assaults with the help of a telepathic dog in the U.S. of 2024, which is now post-nuclear wasteland following World War IV.
World War IV?
Yeah. I've heard of World War III, but World War IV?
Yo, that's kind of tight. I like that.
There's definitely two new World Wars.
Yeah, just conjuring it up like, well, wait till World War VI. You're like, what?
Damn.
What about 3, 4, and 5?
You're like, World War started happening like Fast and the Furious movies. It's just like a new one every year.
Yeah, I guess World War I and World War II weren't like that drastically far apart, you know?
Right.
I guess it's not crazy to think that a World War III
been
and
too
war
long.
Happen.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it's we got the materials for it right now.
It's been too long.
Come on, we're getting itching for a new one. Highlander 2, The Quickening, set in the year 2024, imagines a future in which the guy from Highlander invented a laser shield to replace the dying ozone layer back in the 90s. So now all of humanity lives in darkness and everything basically looks like Gotham City for some reason.
I'll take a anything that'll fight climate change, man.
Yeah.
This one's a little dangerous because
on the one hand, you know, minus a bit about space lasers, the idea of a giant corporation ignoring the health and well-being of the planet in order to like maintain their economic stranglehold, because it does turn out, spoiler alert, that the ozone layer has fixed itself, has healed itself, and the company's continuing to just like profit off a problem that doesn't exist anymore. So like the idea of a corporation doing something that underhanded and like us being under the thumb of a corporation with an economic stranglehold on the world does seem relevant. Although like corporations and the government lying to you to keep you scared, but it's actually all going to be okay is not the climate message that I think we need. That like climate change is another pandemic, you know? That's a little worrying. But
yeah.
Well, anyway, there can only be one.
There can only be one Highlander, and there's only one solution to climate change, and that's to get off fossil fuels, and they still haven't done that. Anyway, at least they said it phased down at COP28.
Phase down.
Phase down. John phased down.
There's also a bunch of 2024 movies that are from the, like, in the same as Endgame. Because Endgame took place in 2018, then jumped forward to 2023, now every, like, Marvel movie for a while took place in 2024. So we've got Shang-Chi happened in spring 2024. The Falcon and the Winter Soldier happened spring to summer 2024. Summer 2024, Spider-Man Far From Home. Summer into autumn 2024, Spider-Man No Way Home. I didn't realize those happened consecutively. And then we can all look forward to autumn of next year because that's when The Eternals happens. As well as Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness.
Well, we will be in a Multiverse of Madness.
We will. In the fall of 2024.
Very soon, yeah, the fall of 2024.
Fear not, anybody who's dreading the election.
Double entendre when we say the fall of 2024.
Jesus Christ. Also, 2021's Godzilla vs. Kong, set in 2024. So, be the year that the Hollow Earth theory is proven right. We can all look forward to that.
Okay.
That movie, like watching that movie while like walking on a treadmill during the pandemic is like
what a memory.
What a dark memory. What a dark time. Just being like, I gotta move my body and watch Godzilla vs. Kong. So
did you get one of those desk treadmills, Jack?
No, just a treadmill.
This is a real treadmill.
Yeah, this is a treadmill.
You weren't that dystopian.
No. Yeah. I just have...
Well...
My desk is set up like a hamster cage with like a little water bottle that I can just move my head to the side and drink from. And then it has a big wheel that I can run on if I get too much energy pent up.
Okay.
And wood chips I go to the bathroom.
Everyone give one really positive prediction, even if it seems so impossible. Just manifest it right now. Put it up. Put. Get your crystals out. Throw it on your vision board. Manifest something right now, Becca. Manifest something. What's your hyper positive manifestation prediction for 2024? That can either be for yourself or the Earth.
My hyper positive self manifestation is that my partner and I will buy property.
Okay, call it into existence.
Calling it into existence.
Yes, yes, yes. Jack, do you have anything hyper positive that you would, you know, that you would just put out there for the sake, for the good of the Earth?
The left will find a leader and consolidate around a leader based on just the pure charisma and propeller hat of that leader.
Okay. Okay. I like that. Yeah. I like that. I wish I had. I don't have nothing, man. I think it's all going to be fucked up.
You can put that on us, Miles. You got to pick something.
I just needed y'all to say something good.
Make you feel better.
One thing I believe that could happen, I think it is possible that we will see some kind of billionaire paradigm shift.
Ooh. Mm.
I think we're going to see one.
Saved by billionaires.
But one tough guy's going to be like, you know what? Watch this. It's gone. This is for y'all. And I'm still here. You know, and in a way that might begin to get people, I think someone might do something like that, which then people will laugh at him or her or whoever. But I do believe that maybe someone might have a crisis of consciousness
and act it out. I hope Jeff Bezos pays off all our student loans. He says, you know what? Biden fucked y'all for 4 years and promised this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Student debt. God.
Yeah, and he's like, yeah, exactly. Then it's going to be fucking Bezos and Cameron Diaz running for president on the same ticket. And they'll be like, fuck it, bro. I'm down for Bezos Diaz, I guess.
There you go.
He has the money.
He has the funds.
All right. That's going to do it for our predictions episode. I think we're back tomorrow with a live episode.
Uh-oh.
Like where we're also in the year 2024.
Uh-oh.
All right, guess so we'll watch out for that, forward. Guys. See if we sound forward. Different. We're like wizened. Hopefully no massive catastrophes at that time. Yeah, but until then, hope you guys are enjoying the new year. And we'll talk to y'all tomorrow. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.